Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Zane Willard with me today. We're going to talk about some construction, building some new houses, and some new excitement opportunities for you. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Zane.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Zane Willard, the name of your company is Concho Valley Construction.
Correct.
How long have you been doing it?
Oh, we've been doing it off and on for about 20 years.
Wow, and you do a great job. I got to tell the story on Zane. Driving down, I've probably driven up and down Johnson Street for, I don't know, millions and millions of time. Right across from Crockett Elementary, these two lots have been there. And they've been there a long time, just sitting vacant. And never thought of it. And all of a sudden, these three houses are going up. And I thought, I'm looking, I'm watching being built. I look at Claire, I said, I don't know who thought of this, but somebody's got a great imagination that thinks outside the box. And they're putting those out there. I said, I guarantee it, those are going to be rentals. God, that's smart. Why did I think of that? And I was talking to Will Barnes, and he said, well, Zane Willard, we're doing this. He came out with this. I said, who's Zane Willard? I want to meet this guy. He goes, well, he's a great guy. He's a young guy. He just built houses. And I can say that now that I'm old. And I asked Will, I said, I want to meet you. And long story short, now Zane actually just finished a project for me.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, it's beautiful. Did a great job.
Thank you.
A little garage in my house. And now starting some projects in Champion Circle. And just put a little bit, what made you think of doing what you did on Johnson Street?
Well, the way we found a way that we can find a little opportunity, make a little money, and do something a little different, we look for the seam wherever somebody's not doing something, is where we try to focus our time and energy. Those lots that are sitting there that are, whether it be the one on Johnson Street or anything else that's been vacant for a long time and nobody's taken the time to develop them, that's kind of where our little niche in the market's been for the last 4 or 5 years. And that it came up for sale. We jumped on it, and it worked out fine.
Well, it's outside the box. And I love that, too. People say, well, Scott, everybody's doing this. I don't want to do it. I want to do something. And I thought, what a neat idea. And you took me some ideas where you've done some stuff. And you kind of do something that I've not seen anybody else do. You know, you've done some properties, I guess you kept for some rentals for yourself.
Yes, sir.
But kind of talk about your construction versus basically everybody else's, where it's different.
Well, you know, there's only so many hours in a day, and so one of our main projects the last 4 or 5 years have been that we've been building some rentals that we keep for ourselves. You know, there's all kinds of shows. In the beginning, when I got in the real estate market, I used to buy houses and flip them and, you know, fix them up and do all that kind of good stuff. Well, then all of a sudden you got 25 TV shows on TV that are doing that kind of thing. And so everybody got into that market. So we kind of took a step back and rethought about what we wanted to do. And we found, you know, different properties that we could buy. And we'll put a nice home that's got a little style and character to it. You know, we kind of like the rustic feel. We use a lot of natural wood, old wood that we'll reclaim. And we actually put those in our properties. And number one, they're a nice house. So somebody wants to live there. Number two, they're easy for us to keep them renting and do what we do with them. And we've kind of run out of properties. And that's the reason we went around looking for other things that we could buy. And we've got some in all variety of neighborhoods. And we go as little as 900 square foot up to a couple thousand square foot. So that's kind of been our bread and butter over the last few years, on top of, you know, spec homes and that kind of thing we do.
Well, talk about what you're saying, like your ceiling heights, your doors, your floors. We're on the radio. You obviously, you're going to see a little bit of us on Facebook, which is amazing what happens there. But talk about what the barn look, it's different. I love it personally.
Right. Well, you know, our thing is I won't use a hollow core door. You know, we're going to buy a real wood door that's going to last 50 years. You know, when we put something up, I want it to be the real thing and for it to have a long-term lifespan to it. Ceiling heights, I like big cathedrals. I like heights. So you can take a house that's not huge, but you can make it feel bigger. You can make, you know, whoever's living there, they don't feel like they're all jammed in there. And so we, you know, we always start with a 9-foot ceiling plate, and then we go up from there. When we cathedral, usually the master bedroom, usually the living room, we'll start at, you know, 9 on the side walls, and then the center of the room will be anywhere from 12 to 16 foot. We're usually lining those with some kind of real wood. So you just got to, they're just different. They give you a better feel. And number, the main thing is that's the way our house is. And so I want whatever I like. That's kind of where your groove is in the market. So that's what we like to do with the other things that we do.
Well, the little one you said was kind of like a train car or whatever. And then the backyard, how the fire pits. And it's just something that kind of gives it that feel-good feeling.
Correct. Yes, sir. We took an old barn that was built in 1918, and we just converted it into a house. And we just, I mean, had a, you know, the sheep, the goats, the cows, the horses, whatever, lived in there for a long time. And we went in there and turned it into a beautiful little home. And the, you know, the person that's living there, they, in addition to having a nice home on the inside, that we put, you know, the fire pit on the outside, we put the nice grass out there, and that's what we like. We like it to be homey when you get there, and it's not just a place to live. We want you to come there and enjoy being there when you're there. Lots of big windows. I think that one of the main things, on top of all the other things, you got to let Mother Nature get in the window every once in a while. And so if you get a little 3x4 foot window, it doesn't really work. If you can put two or three of those together and let some light in, I think everybody enjoys a little more.
Well, and you said obviously some spec homes. You know, we call it spec, and when you say spec, people, well, is that cheap? No. That means you're speculating on. So you're going to build a house that you're speculating on selling it. That's all that means. But I want to tell a story on myself. Kind of an embarrassing story, but I'm going to tell it on myself. I said, Zane, I want to partner with you. I want us to do. Can we do something? He said, yeah, let's do it. I said, we kind of got like the same vision. We kind of have the same taste, you know, which I think's good. And my wife thinks good. And ironically, I got a backup. And I said, Claire, I met this guy. I like him. I like what he does. I like his energy level. You know, he kind of sort of talking. We both wake up in the middle of the night. Say, I got to write stuff down. We got ideas. We kind of, you know, like working a lot. And Scott, I know him kind of well. I made him and his wife's wedding cake for him. I've known Didi a long time. And just so it's a small world. So worked out. And we start talking and doing. And so anyway, now I'm going to go forward. I said, Zane, I got this plan. I really like this plan. And I want to build it out at K&A. And he goes, okay, let's go with it. And in a nice way, he said, Scott, I like your plan too. He goes, but K&A, what's the best thing about there? And I said, well, it's got a beautiful view. You're on 5 acres. It's got this beautiful view of San Angelo. And he goes, but your plan has a little tiny back porch and no view at all. And I had to say, you know what? That's why I sell the houses and you build them. And you're right. This plan is a great plan, but not out there. So we basically scrapped that plan, and Zane had a plan that is perfect for K&A, and you just started it. Of course, the rain's kind of delayed it, but let's start about kind of talking about what you're doing. And one thing I'll learn from you, the slab. In fact, it's what you did on the garage you did for me. Your guy you have that does your slabs. Let's start right there at the foundation, how important it is. How do you do your slabs?
Well, you know, number one, a house is only as good as the foundation is. And so we kind of spend a little extra and try to go over and above the call of duty to make sure that we don't get a phone call back somewhere down the road, somebody complaining about it. So we put heavier gauge steel in the slab. We like to put after we get our beams done, we like to put piers on the corner. And I just would rather spend a little bit extra whenever I build the foundation so that I know I got a good quality product once we get all the walls and the roof on there. So that's kind of the way we begin every house, no matter whether it's one for us or one for somebody else.
Well, and I'll tell you what I noticed on my house that you're doing for me, the plastic. I haven't seen hardly anybody anywhere doing the plastic. And I walked out there, and I guess Jesse was fixing to pour it. And I asked him, I said, what's the deal with the plastic? And he made a point, he said, the moisture. And it makes sense to me, because concrete, when you pour it, you know, it sucks it. The ground sucks that moisture out of the concrete, and it dries differently.
Right.
And he goes, it stops that. I thought that was a kind of a cool deal.
Well, you know, other than the last 6 weeks, you know, San Angelo is normally in a perpetual drought. So once you put a little plastic down, and then we wet that plastic down, we put the concrete on top of the plastic, so that way we're not drying too fast. You don't get those little stress cracks that you get in concrete normally around here. And I mean, that costs a few bucks, but long term, it's money well spent.